Chapter 1. Reading. Pages 2 and 3. Helping people. Students go hungry for charity. Students at New Point School enjoyed their breakfast more than usual yesterday, for it broke a 24-hour sponsored fast. The students had all volunteered to go without food for one day to raise funds for World Vision projects to help the poor in underdeveloped countries. Mr. James Wood, their English teacher, said that the students had suggested the idea themselves after seeing shocking pictures of famine in Africa. "They arranged the whole thing," he said. "I am very proud of them." Jane Austin, a senior high grade 3 student, said, "It seemed wrong for us to have lots of food while those innocent people were starving." Donations of more than $24,000 have been collected. They came from the students' money for meals and money donated by sponsors. The students were delighted with the total amount. "We were surprised that people were so generous," said Alan Long, a senior high grade 1 student. FAIR helps flood victims.
Colourful signs, loud music, and exciting games attracted hundreds of visitors to a charity fun fair at Rainbow School on Sunday. There were over 30 stalls at the fair, which was held in aid of flood victims in Bangladesh.
Ms. Anita Lee, the organizer of the fair, said, "We were worried because there are so many charity appeals these days. It seemed possible that very few people would come. At first, it was difficult for me to think of new ideas for the stalls. But then I asked my students. They were able to make lots of suggestions. I was amazed at all their brilliant ideas." All her worries were forgotten as the fair was crowded with excited people enjoying themselves in the warm autumn sunshine. The portrait sketching stall, karaoke stall, games and food stalls were busy all day. Ms. Lee, a science teacher, calculated that the event had raised over $65,000.
Walkathon success. Over 200 students, teachers, parents and alumni of Hillside School took part in a 10-kilometer walkathon to raise money recently. Andy Lever was the first home in just over an hour. He actually walked the whole distance. The purpose of the walk is to raise funds for many school projects. To purchase more books for the library, equipment for the science labs, and to finance more school trips. Mike Temple, a senior high grade 1 student, raised $11,900. "My mother agreed to sponsor me," he said, "and she asked her friends. Many of them were willing to sponsor me too." The proceeds of the day came to over $150,000. "I was astonished at the total," said Stanley Lewis, who organized it. "We would have been satisfied with half of that amount."
Listening skills. Pages 6 and 7. Working with numbers. In this exercise, you will hear a question, followed by a statement or short conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer. Question 1. Which stall have these people been working on?
Well, we didn't do too badly.
No, but I'm a bit disappointed. I thought we'd make more than $500. The ice cream stall and the hamburgers made lots more than we did.
Never mind. We made more than the portrait sketching stall. And we provided some amusement for a lot of people.
Question 2. Which pad of paper does the woman decide to buy?
Hello. Can I interest you in buying any All the profits go to charity.
Well, yes, I do need some. Let me see. I think I'll have one of these A4 pads with 80 sheets.
With or without lines?
With lines, please. That's $16, isn't it?
Yes, but why don't you get this one instead? It's got twice as many sheets, but it's only a few dollars more. Very good value.
You're right. Okay, I'll have that one.
Question 3. Which feature of this charity's expenditure does the woman criticize?
Look, this shows how the Green Charity spent its money last year.
It only spent 4% on administration. That's very good in comparison with many other charities. The magazine is good value for money too. 56% on conservation. Not too bad. 14% on recruiting new members. I doubt whether that is worthwhile. Fundraising, 19%. That looks high, but I know that it is cost-effective. Because the events attract a lot more than that in donations.
Question 4. How much money does the man win?
Come on, sir. Have a go. Just $5.
All right. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. Here are your darts.
Right. Here we go. There. What's that? A 5. Now, the second dart. Triple 20! That's 60. So I've got 65 so far. Right, here goes the last dart. Oh no, just 1. That's 66 altogether.
Well done, sir! Here's your prize.
Question 5. Which charity are speakers talking about?
Well, this charity has certainly benefited from all the fundraising you've been doing at school. $5,000 is a very generous donation.
Yes, it's one of our favourite charities. We let the students suggest which charities they want to support.
But why are you giving them $3,000 more than last year? It's a big increase.
Well, it's located close to our school. So students can actually see the people they're helping.
That's why students like to support it.
Question 6. At what time can you see the second demonstration by the police dogs?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our annual charity fair. We're delighted to see so many people here today, despite the cloudy weather. Now, I'm afraid we've had to make one or two changes to the programme because of the weather. The opening ceremony will take place in a couple of minutes at 1:15, and the school band will give a short first performance after that. The self-defence display will start at 1:40. Then, we've had to cancel the radio-controlled model aeroplanes because they can't fly in this sort of weather. And so, the police dogs will come on again in their place, half an hour earlier than advertised. Then, at 4:30, we've a new item, a karaoke competition.
Speaking. Pages 13 and 14.
A. Pronouncing final consonant clusters. When you are reading aloud, pronounce the sounds at the ends of words clearly. Exercise A1. After T or D, ED is pronounced id. After other letters, it is pronounced t or d. But the letter E is not pronounced. Id. Wanted. Visited. Lifted. Ended. Recorded. Flooded. T. Liked. Helped. Laughed. Crossed. Washed. Jumped. Switched. Rubbed, lived, raised, judged, rode, starved. Exercise A2. Unk, tank, blank, thank, fifth, fifth, 12th, ixth, sixth, acts, acts, facts, ixt, next, text, taxed, boxed, faxed, tests, lists, vests, nests, mists, costs, coasts, asks, asks, desks, imps, lamps, limps, glimpse. Exercise A3. 1.
He crossed the flooded stream and visited his sixth son.
2.
She faxed the tests and lists to the next centre.
3.
The thick mists covered the boats and...
4.
The actress rested between acts and then jumped up and attacked the text.
More language input 1. Pages 17 and 18. A. Reading. Help can't wait. When most people travel, they pick up all sorts of things. Souvenirs, t-shirts, postcards, etc. However, Harry Loomer is different. When he travels, he leaves something behind. Something of lasting value. His blood. Harry's donation began at a college blood drive some 4 decades ago. Since then, he has donated his blood regularly. Not once or twice a year, but every 56 days, as often as the law allows. Even though he is now retired and travels extensively with his wife Barbara, for people who need blood, Harry is not a movie legend. He is a real hero. Since up to 4 people can benefit from a single pint of blood, Harry Loomer, with generous donations of 60 gallons, 180 pints of blood, has played a big role in helping save hundreds of lives. Connie Sessoms Jr. operates a trucking business in North Carolina, USA. As a young student, he recognized that donating blood required very little work and virtually no pain while helping to save a life. People need to know how critical it is to have blood on hand, Connie advocates. There is absolutely no substitute for it. Participating in a new Red Cross program designed to pair closely matched donors with people who need blood regularly due to an ongoing illness. He is now paired with a young African-American child who needs a pint of blood every 2 weeks because the child is suffering from a disease called sickle cell anemia. To ensure an adequate supply for this young patient, Connie and another closely matched donor donate their blood every 56 days. It's not always convenient, Connie admits, but it's more than worth it to know that I'm helping this precious child. I'm sure if other people know how critical their blood donations are, they will be willing to sacrifice too. B. Listening.
The amount of ICRC expenditure in 1999 was 149.3 million Swiss francs for activities at their headquarters and 713.1 million for activities in the field. The ICRC received more than 337,000 Red Cross messages and sent over 304,000, thus enabling members of separated families to be reunited or to exchange news. The ICRC distributed over 140,000 tons of food, clothing, blankets, tents, etc., worth $105 million in 50 countries, including $23 million of medical assistance. The ICRC was the major supplier of medicines and other medical supplies and equipment to 14 hospitals in Asia and Africa. During the year, these hospitals admitted 41,680 patients, performed 50,000 operations, and treated 155,000 outpatients.